And FLX Morning continues. It's coming up on 8:40. And I am joined by a couple of guests from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. First, we'll bring Kim Alacqua in as usual. Kim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. Enjoying the last sunny day we're going to have for a couple of days. You know?
I know. It's supposed to be nice today, then rain again for the week.
Yeah, unfortunately. So what's going on?
First of all, I would like to thank all of our EMS partners. This is National EMS Week, so I just want to thank them all for the support that they provide to Geneva General Hospital and to soldiers and sailors. We're very grateful for all that you do for us and for our community. And then secondly, which is going to tie into our topic today, I just want to congratulate all the graduates of the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing. We celebrated our 15th graduating class this past Sunday. So we're proud of all of them, and we look forward to them joining our team.
That is awesome. Yes, our congratulations as well. And would you like to introduce our guests for today?
Yes. Today we have Kathy Mills with us. Kathy is the Dean of the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and also the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing. So she is going to talk about our RN program and our LPN program.
First off, Kathy, I want to say congratulations. I understand you just got your doctorate in education.
I did. Just completed that in December.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent. How long have you been a part of the Finger Lakes Health family now?
So I've been with Finger Lakes Health just over 20 years.
Wow.
Yep. Slowly worked my way up through.
Yeah. Where did you come in on? Did you come in as a nurse itself? Or?
So I came in as a CNA, mm-hmm. started in long-term care. Then I decided to come to Marion S. Whalen for my LPN program. I was an LPN for about 10 years in long-term care at Geneva, at which time I decided to go to my RN, worked on my RN, and then came back and worked at Geneva then. And so I've worked my way up through my master's.
Wow. Yeah, quite the journey.
Yeah. Yep.
And I know a lot of people get confused by the alphabet soup, and it confuses me as well. The difference between, you know, I know NP is nurse practitioner. Yep. There's licensed practical nurse. There's registered nurse. What are the what are the differences between each of those types of disciplines?
They build on top of each other. So, like your CNA is a certified nursing assistant who works beside and takes care of the patients, right, and gets them ready. The LPN can help administer medications, it's a different level, and then you work up to the RN. So it just broadens your scope as you go up in levels.
Right, and then eventually if you want to move on, you would move to the nurse practitioner, which a lot of people are seeing nurse practitioners nowadays instead of doctors.
Yep, agree. Yep.
So tell me a little bit about, you've got to be crazy busy overseeing two different schools that are teaching two different disciplines.
Actually, it's a step program. So our LPN program, we have open enrollment until June 1st, and that program will start in August, the third week of August. But that program is like the first level, so they can take general education courses, they take their nursing courses, and then they can actually move on to the RN program. It's called the 1+1 program, where they can take the second year of the RN program. We also have open enrollment for our RN program, which starts also in August, the third week in August. But that person can, if they want to go be a registered nurse, they can come in right at that level also.
Can you kind of walk me through how the process begins when you first start, say, as in the LPN program, and what the different lab situations are and things like that, and what the practical experience is that you're getting as part of your education?
Yes, both programs have an extensive amount of clinical bedside hours. Our LPN program has just over 400 hours. It's completed within 10 months, so it's a pretty intense program. But when the students come out, they're able to take an assignment and get right to it. Our LPN current NCLEX pass rate is 100%. It's been 100% the last 6-7 years because of the way we have it set up. The RN program, they will do it 4 semesters, and they complete just over 600 hours, clinical hours, so that they're ready to hit the floor when they graduate from the program.
I've got to think that's one of the big draws to the program is the amount of actual practical experience that you're getting as part of the education. It's not all just sitting in a classroom.
Correct. Both programs are hospital-based is what we call it, and so the faculty that are at the school also are staff of the hospital, so their expectation is they'll meet the same education or requirements that a hospital staff would.
And this exposes them to a lot of the real-world issues that they're going to be dealing with in their career.
Yes. Yep.
All right. We're talking with Kelly Mills here from the Schools of Nursing, plural, that she oversees as part of the UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health Programs. How's the enrollment been? I know it seems like we always hear that people are looking for nurses and looking for people here and there. How are things going in the enrollment department?
We're down a little bit, but that's why we wanted to mention that we still have open enrollment until June 1st. So the opportunity to go to the webpage, to apply for the programs, to transfer any credits they have previously, and then to start in August.
And once you start in August, how long does that whole semester run?
In the LPN program, it's three trimesters. They start in August. They graduate in June. The RN program starts in August, and then they graduate 2 years in May.
How many of the people that go through the LPN program go into the RN program and then wind up actually working within the UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health System?
Quite a few. We like to say we grow our own. So if somebody comes into the organization and they feel like that this is where they want to stay, they can actually just do the step like I did over the next 20 years.
And then they can really, the sky's the limit from there.
Yep, absolutely.
Paul, I'd like to add, too, that we're really trying to educate the community to let people know that we also offer this nursing program as an opportunity as a second career for somebody who's done something else and wants to make a change. Very flexible schedule, 2 days a week. We have a lot of tuition assistance that we offer. So you can practically become an LPN or an RN for no cost by coming to join our team.
Wow, that's fantastic.
We have a program for employees now. You work 36 hours, you get paid 40 hours, a lot of tuition buyback. So we have a lot of tuition assistance out there, really trying to get nurses, RNs, and LPNs to come for our long-term care facilities and both our hospitals and our practices.
And I'm glad you mentioned long-term care facilities as well, because nursing isn't just confined to a hospital.
Correct. And we have several locations. So we have the Homestead in Penyan, we have Huntington in Waterloo, and then also here at Geneva, North and South.
And that's a great way to get in, too, on the ground floor if you wanted to come in and get your CNA to start off and become a CNA and work in one of those facilities. That's another career path that you can take.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a guaranteed reference, right? So you come in, you complete the program, you do your work, you get you work in the long-term care, you work at the organization. That also builds your reference, and then you can go right on to the next step.
How many people are you finding or going that second career path and deciding to maybe make a change somewhere in their life where they weren't happy with what they were doing, or they're deciding to do this actually as maybe a part-time deal?
Probably half of our enrollment is second career people. They'll find something. All of a sudden, the kids will be out of the house, or a change will happen. Right, the market changes, and they realize that it's time to do healthcare. Because healthcare, you'll never be laid off. There's always something to do, and there's always work to find. So.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true. Well, ladies, thank you very much for being here. Much appreciated. If somebody is interested in the open enrollment for either the LPN or the RN program, how do they get the information?
They can do it several ways. So they can come to the main hospital webpage, which is UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health. They can come to flhcon.edu, which is the RN program, or the mswspn.com. They can also come there.
And that's the Marion
S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing.
Wow. I almost remembered all of it. Again, ladies, thank you for being here this morning. And hopefully we can pump up the enrollment there and get some more people into the programs.
Great.
Thanks for having us, Paul.
All right. 8:48 now on FLX Morning.